About 10 days ago, I was Zecher to have a daughter. My brother, most of you know, Grace, if he was Zecher 2 days ago to have a son on Shabbos. This Shabbos coming up, there'll be a Shalom Zacher Friday night. We have Bris on Shabbos. And then for the week afterwards, I'm going to make my Kiddush for my daughter. So, Beth was supposed to be learning the law of the Simon Shin Lam and Aleph, they didn't make any Bris. Maybe to be Makdim, to go to the Indian of a Shalom Zacher. With the Makor to make a Kiddush, your daughter is, they go back to the end of making a bris. First, the end of having a Shalom Zacher, the Makor that come from is Gemara in Baba Kama Dapay, the Sugyan HaChoyvel. The Gemara brings down that Rav and Shmuel and Avasi, they went to go visit Levei Yeshua HaBen. Some say Yeshua HaBen, they went to a Yeshua HaBen, Yeshua HaBen. What does that mean? Rashi says a Yeshua HaBen means a bris mila, passed over 7 days. A Yeshua ben is a lashon of Yeshua, deliverance, like the Koido, the lashon of Pidna ben. So these three gedolim arayim went to go either bris mila or to Pidna ben. Come on, Tosfos and says that Rashi says Yeshua ben means the inn of Pidna ben. So Tosfos doesn't understand the word of Yeshua. What shaykes Yeshua the inn of Pidyan to Pidna ben? What shaykes one to another? The difference is Tosfos quoting Rabbeinu Tam, some bring it up from Rabbeinu Chananel. They forget they made a special simcha, a sudo. The fact that blood was noishav and nimla b'mei imoy, and the child was delivered and saved from the mother's stomach, and for this reason they made a special suda. Special suda. That means the idea of Yeshua ben was a concept that made a special suda to give shvach by daughter Kosh Baruch Hu, the child was born into this world. Building upon this, come along the Tshuva Sadesh and Tshuva and Chelik Aleph, and Sim Reis HaMokteh says, this is a minig and a mocker, why we make the Shalom Zacher? Why? The fact that these Gedolim HaRoyim came to the suda. And he points out that the Gemara in Chulin says a Rav would not go to any Stama Sudo. He only go to a Sudas Mitzvah. So we see over here the fact that one of the three Amoraim was Rav Shmuel of Asi is Rav. And therefore he went to the Sudas Mitzvah to the fact that the child got saved from the mother's stomach. And this is the Indian of Makar for Shalom Zacher, the Sudas Mitzvah. And he's supposed to be Toim Velel Shabbos. Why not Velel Shabbos? Because that's when everyone's Motzi would be inside their house. Halach L'maisel Kamal Gramo, near day, the end of Simon Reis Samachai, the brings down. This halacha is to the mitzvah of Shalom Zacher, and says where is he getting it from? The Tshuva Sadeshem b'shem Tosfos from these Gedolei Amoraim. That means the makor for Shalom Zacher is pashut before Shasugyo, based upon the Rishonim, that we should have a Tzidus mitzvah, Yishvach by Dolot Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means number one, we have a makor for it, and number two, from the makor we see what is the reason for it. The reason is that someone got saved, got delivered over here, in the Shvach by Dolot, Birch by Dolot, in the Simcha. Al Tzad Hasheni, come along the Taz, the big example of Ben Menachem, look at the Drishas coming from the Maharal, and they discuss another reason why Tav Shalom Zacher. There's a Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Beis that says that the child is in the mother's stomach, the child always learns Kol Torah Kula. When it comes out to this world, come along the Malach and makes it upon the lip over here, and makes it forget the whole entire Torah, like the Pasuk says, the Pesach Chatas Reivatz. Therefore we give him a shvua, that when he comes out, he has to become all the mitzvahs. Says the Taz and Drisho, the fact that he learned the whole entire Torah in the mother's stomach, then the child Torah is forgotten from them, we're very sad, forgetting the Torah. It's in them to give the chomot to the person, nacham avol, and they forgot the Torah. It's a sugi of avelis. Little Shalom Zacher's betzim is a sad thing, they forgot the Torah over here. That means it comes along, the why do we have a Shalom Zacher? We seem to have two opposite reasons. We seem to have traces that are most bringing down. We have the ending of Simcha, Birch Zaydah. We seem to have the Taz and the Drisha coming from the Marshal. Where is it coming from? In the Avelis, from the Nachum Avel, the Begat Torah over here. Two separate reasons, two opposite reasons. The swarming down, whether it's Oitz Bris, or Pesach Kron has a wonderful Sefer meal on the back, it brings down by Shalom Zacher, there's a minute to have three different things to be eaten. Adoshim, Arbis, and Agoizim. Three different things. Now we have a minik to eat adoshim. Now does chocolate lentils apply? Could be, I'm not sure. But we in 1 minik worked down to eat adoshim. The makor for this is a time minhagim. Time minhagim brings it down to the medrash. This is parsha. Parsha tells us over here. The medrash says, and the end of the first parak of Avasa brings down that when Esav was coming back from the Sodor, he was oyif, he was very tired, and he saw the fact that right then Yitzchak. With Yaakov is making a doshim for Yitzchok. Making a doshim. Why was Yaakov making a doshim for Yitzchok? Says the Gemara, quote Amar Rashi, because Yitzchak was an oval that Avram passed away. So the Gemara says, why is he making a doshim on that day? So the Gemara, because an oval eats that doshim, an oval eats it. The Gemara says two separate reasons. One, because adoshim ein lapeh, has no mouth, it's surrounded, there's no tzedek inside. Also, an oval has no mouth, he can't speak, he's a doimim. Well, the second reason is because it's magalgal, gilgal chayzer, dar hoylech, but dar bo, generation comes, generation goes. The symbol is the idea, it's the concept of avelis. So it seems that the reason why we have adoshim by Shalom Zachal, it's just like this week's parsha, Yitzchak was eating adoshim made by Yaakov, why we tell the inn of avelis. Therefore, Allah Almighty in your day, Simon Shinayin Ches, come over the Mechaber and said, by Sudas Havra, were you supposed to eat Adoshim? Or the case debates him, the Gemara goes on further, saying, a second option, two different things you should eat by Sudas Havra. Come over the same request that Bris says, why do we eat Adoshim by Bris? He says, you know why? It's in of Simcha. Why? This week's parasha. Because the fact that Yaakov made for Yitzchak Adoshim, and what happened by the shas of that doshim, the Medrash says what happened, Rashi being the more possibly says, is that because of this, Esav said, give it to me, I'll sell to you the Bechoris. So Klai Yisrael was zeichet to the Bechoris to be the Bechor of Yitzchak, because of the act of that doshim. So it's an in of Simcha. And you look up the Medrash, and the Medrash says, the Pasha told us, Pasha's Samach Gimel, he says, when do we serve our doshim? Says the Medrash two times, they serve by Simcha and by Avelis. Says Rashi, why? A doshim is a symbol. Saifa Simcha and Saifa Avelis. Yaakov was eating, was making it for Yitzchak, which had in of Avelis, who was Zeicha, the Brachas, to be the Bechor of Klal Yisrael, the Bechoris. Why? Mitzad is in of Adoshim, the in of Simcha. So we see the idea of eating Adoshim by a Shalom Zachar seems to also have two separate reasons. It can either be Mitzad in of Avelis, be in the Mitzad Simcha, we got the Bechoris. A second thing that's brought down, well, it does do, my sister, to have Arbis. Arbis and Tzikbis of Chumis, they have Lashon Zohar. Now the Makor come along the Oitz Abris is a sefer written by Yosla, the Mel from Yerushalayim. It's done right now, Moshla does most of the meals in Yerushalayim. So he comes along and says, the reason why we eat Arbis is a symbol of Avelis. It's Gilgal, Rein Leipeh. Arbis are rolled, they have no mouth. Symbol of Avelis. But he goes on further, he brings out from the Klezimiger, he says, the Klezimiger says, in the play upon words, that after that Kedah, Kimel the Malach a second time says he did that Kedavir, you took the isle of Mokum of your son Yitzchak. Therefore, I'll give you a parocha, Harba Arba Ezarecha. Harba Arba Ezarecha, Kechola, Kechoich Beshmaim, Kechola Svatayam, Bezeich the Brocha of Klal Yisrael, therefore, he'd Arba says Harba Arba Ezarecha. A play in words. If you want to do also, one other time also says the word Harba Arba. It says also by when Chava got a Klolo for eating from the Eitz Hadas. It says over there, Arba Ab Etzmer Necho, Ver Necho of Etzim Tel Lebonim. She got the claw of having Tzarki Lebonim, Tzar Leido, Tzar of being Uber. Also, it's a plain word, and we see the end of Arba Abbe, we see one time by the Brocha, the Avram Azarech, the Brocha of Klal Yisrael. And that's where we eat Arba, the Sinu of Brocha. Yet we see Arba Abbe is also in of Klala. The same exact word, in of Klala over here, in of Avelis over here. So we see the idea of eating Arbis seem to have two different aspects to it. Has a sigur avelus of gilgul ein lapeh, in of klala, yet in of simcha, in of the bracha from a kush baruch of klal yisrael. Our third Indian of the island does have also to eat nuts, a goyzim, at a shalom zachor. Now the makar, why do you eat a goyzim? Come on the same bakoyas abris. He says it's based upon the medrash in Shira Shirim. The medrash says an apostle elginus egois, heredity. Over there is a symbol that the fact that the nut and the shell around it, the symbol that Klai Yisrael has two mitzvahs by Milo, has a mitzvah of Milo and Priyo, two separate mitzvahs. Now, what is the Indian, what does a egoist represent? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? So, Kidu, everyone knows, the Ramah brings down the Sim Tovko Pei Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. That person should not eat egoism because the egoist is Gematria Chait. Gematria Chait. Therefore, it's a bad thing. Pashas is Chait. Come on, the same Ramon has this Pesach, Tofai and Gimel, quoting a Torah, that says that we should put it in your Chayreisis, Tapuchim, Te'inim, Egoizim, Remainim. Why is a symbol of Klal Yisrael that we should put in Egoizim? It's a good thing. And Egoiz, it says why? It says in Medrash Pinchas, Egoiz Be'eshrim is not Gematria Ches, Gematria Toiv. Egoiz Gematria Toiv. Bethim Rashi Nishaya, the Magil over there really is that Lechur Egoiz is not Kamatri Chet, without Aleph, Kamatri Toyer. So the Maestro, we seem to see that even the Egoizim can either be an Indian, not that word Shon or in the Chet, or can be an Indian of Toyer. Now, Bethim, we look, one of the reasons they say why Kleisel a symbol to Egoizim, Elkino's Egoiz Urazi, so the Medrash says why, also Gemara in Chagigah, that Tezvav. The Gemara says, Bethim, when a Kleisel can do mitzvahs, sometimes you do have areas. So what happens when you have a shell protecting you around you, it's very easy to wash it off. A Talmud Chacham can sometimes make mistakes. If you have protection around you, Bethim, an echo is a symbol that we have a protection, and it's easy to be chayish b'tshuva to protect ourselves. So again, we seem to have this idea that an echo can either have the idea of a in of chayit, terrible zach, to be an in of bracha, tayyib, or protection for us. So we have these three things that I'm in Hogim to Ipa Shalom Zohar. They seem to be a paradox. What do they represent? Does it represent the idea of Simcha, the Nin of Toy, the Nin of Bracha, or forget, the Nin of Avelis, the Nin of Rad, the Nin of Kolo? Take a step further. You ask a person, what do you have by Shalom Zohar? Most people just tell you, very simple, we make a lechayim. We have wine, we have beer, frelis, geschmack. With the Makor, or the reasons they have a beer or wine. So first it's brought down already by the Zichron Yaakov, that he said by Shalom Zohar to have a beer over here. They end up having yain. Everyone knows Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes. Gemara says, "Ein simcha ela b'yain." Yain is the end of simcha. We're talking local ma'isa, Daf Kuf Chok Tes, and the beginning of Pesach, the Mishlei Shnema v'yain yisamach levav enosh. It's the end of simcha. The Gemara Ksubis Daf Kesel and Aleph. The Gemara brings down that once a person says simcha, shas simcha b'mo'inoi. The Gemara discusses when the last point, when the starting point. The Gemara brings down that our Papa says you start saying b'simcha b'mo'inoi. When you put the Sa'ura Basis, no, Sinso, says Rashi, what does that mean? They will make for the Chasnas beer, when you start soaking the beer for Chasnas, that's you start saying, so Simcha V'Oinoid. You know, beer is the end of Simcha. So we have the idea of Yain and beer, the concept of Simcha. The next Om in the Gemara Ksubis is the Chesem Bay, the Gemara brings down, then the oval should have 10 cups of Yain. 10 cups of Yain. What a local Maiso, top 10 cups. Oval has 10 cups. Why? It says Rashi means a pasuk in Mishlei. Tnu sheichel la'oved v'yayin l'mori nofesh. Give beer to someone who's lost, and give wine to someone who's depressed. So the end of beer and wine is who do you give it to? When sad, avelis. 10 cases. Enough 10. So which one is it? Is the idea of yayin and sheichel and v'simcho the end of avelis? But here, Batman is really even more schwer. What does it do? Here, can some tell me what it presents? Is it take you out of your simcha? Does it take you out of your depression to create simcha? So Shlomo Zalman and Shlomo answers, Be'etzim, it does both, but cannot do both at the same time. It really depends where you're holding your life. If you're depressed, an oval, you're sad, mori nofesh, it'll help you get out of your bitterness, but it won't create simcha. Person has a regular day in life, then when you drink yayin, it'll create simcha. It can do both, but it can do both, each one by itself, but not both at the same time. So again, it seems over here we have this paradox of the contradiction. What exactly we're doing at the Shalom Zohar? Is it in of Simcha, of Velis, or Velis? Is it in of Toiv, or is it in of Ra, in of Brach, in of Kolo? As once by a Bris, and the person got up to speak, he was saying how people giving him Mazel Tov that he had his fifth boy. And he's saying, what's the Simcha of having kids? What's the point? And what's telling Mazel Tov? He went on speaking, now I'm not sure if he answered the question. I'm not sure, he's just asking it as being a rhetorical question. What's the point? What is the Indian of children? What's the simcha over here? So Bethlehem sounds funny, but the Gemara in Erevin, Dr. Gimel and Beis, discussed this. Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai for 2.5 years. Is it Noach Leil Adam Shenivro or Noach Leil Adam Shalai Nivro? Gemara's Maskon is Noach Leil Adam Shalai Nivro. They nimnu v'gomu, they both agreed it's bad not to be born. Bad not to be born. The Gemara says, it's bad not to be in this world. So the question begs to be asked. So what are the Mazel Tovs and what the Simcha? What's going on over here? Or why could Baruch Hu create the world for? Or could Baruch Hu is the Maitiv, the Toiv Lach, everything's for your own good. So what's your site? So Betim, the Rishonim Mr. Kasha, faces on the Sugya over there, the second terrace, he wants a title, you're right. Most people, it's not Kedai. However, for the Tzaddik, Ashra v'Ashri Doroi, for the Echidim, who reach their potential, who overcome the Nisainis, and come to be the highest they can be, for them it's Kedai. That means that Kosh Baruch Hu created the world, not for them, why not? Most people will not pass the test. Most people have a hard time doing the correct things. Because Baruch Hu felt that sometimes the needs, the opportunity that you're given, that you can come that way, and the Aryeh Yechidim will come that way, overweighs the challenges and the strangeness that most people won't overcome. In essence, what is a Shalom Zocher? What does it represent? The truth is, we'll see after 120. When we look back, we'll see. What was it? Was the Goyzim a symbol of Chet? Was the Adoshim in the Levelus? Are we sad that they've got the Torah? Well, forget. You look back and say, oh, Baruch Hashem, get delivered from the mother's stomach. Baruch Hashem, now to do my Koyach L'Apoyel, Mamash still learn Torah. It's in the Simcha over here. It's in the Baruch over here. What is it exactly? The truth is, it has both of them. They represent both. It's each one it can be. You could say, if I care, you have a question, why in the world are doing a Shalom Zocher on Friday night? Truman Sedeshin says, why? Because the Olam is home at night, Friday night. Well, my son, the Tzad of Avelis, the Gemara says, Bortan Lalocha, but Koshi Yitiu, but to Menachem Oval, and Lal Shabbos. Could be, if I care, the fact that the father's making it then, and everyone's giving it a Malkov, and they giving a Brocha, and the father's saying, I'm going to do all my Koshis, all my effort, all my energy to make sure the child will have the right Chinuch, to go and be the Ashrei Tzadik, Ashrei Doroi, and he'll be the Tzad who won the world with worth and Kedai. Again, it could be that's what the father picked, to make a doctrine Friday night, because he could put in all his Koichas to help to lead the child to be the light unto the nation. However, what's going to be at the end of the day? That's really, we'll see after 120. What was it exactly? What was the Adoshim? Is it the Bechoris of Klal Yisrael? Or is it the end of Avelis? Which one does it present? Is it in the Chet? Or the ending of Toiv, the Gematria of Toiv, the Gematria of Chet. So Be'etim has both these things over here. And each one that could be is wishing the other one be a Mazel Tov, Be'etim should be an ending of Toiv, in the Abracha. Usually when I say this over by a Shalom Zocher, my mother's here, and of course she asks, so where's the Shalom Abbas? And you know, you have to answer your mother, why exactly, why don't women also have a Shalom Nekever? Now, I'm sorry? So it's not makubal that way by the our kutza to have a Shalom Abbas. So the question is, why is that so? So the way this iskid may be more in Lomdis, if the Yisrael of Yisrael be Menachem Oval, that they got the Torah and learning of the mother's summer, again the Jewish of the Taz, so you start clearing, says the Yayut and Siddur, do women, what happened to get to women with the learning in the mother's stomach? The Yavitz asks this question, where is the Shalom Abbas? The Yavitz asks this question in the Siddur. Says, you know what? The Isha ain't in the Talmud Torah. Women are not in Talmud Torah. I'm not sure what he means. They don't learn Torah? Well, there's no availance that they've got the Torah. I'm not sure. Yesh Lotan. But you can even ask in the second Mahalach. The second Mahalach was saying, the Inovi is being delivered and safe in the mother's stomach. Inovi Yeshua Ben, deliverance over here. It's come with the Noid of Yehuda. On the Lachas, Yodei Yisim Kufa in Ches, and Degim Avavah on the Sigur B'Chusayim Lois Aleichu. He says, if so, where's the Shalom Nekeva? He is the Kasha. That means, with the women's limber asking, where exactly does the Inn have this problem? Where exactly is the Inn over here of the Shalom Nekeva? So, two ways of answering. One way is based upon what the Yavetz writes over the Inn Siddur in the beginning of the Sigil by Bismila. He brings down the Zohar, but called with a different Nusach, not how he says it over. The Zohar in Pasha's Lech Lecha, he writes, that he doesn't understand how in the world could Kosh Boko Mazavik Zvukim in the Chodesh Takhs Hashemesh. Fuzik Helis, nothing new Takhs Hashemesh. Says the Zohar, no, that's no Elmushal Emes. The Zohar, the Kaver of Etchim, one. The one Neshama, one entity, one Guf. Come down to this world, the Kosh Boko has to separate them, put one into the body of a Zohar, one part into the body of the Kaver. I mean, Mazavik Zvukim is putting them back, which they really originally came from, being one entity. And then when they get married, they're putting water, you mean the small together as one entity, but the one thing. Therefore, we don't say till death do us part. Even by death, but every line of all, you always one neshama, one entity over here. If you realize that a zok and a kevo, your husband and wife, is be'etzim one and the same, just like everyone understands, you don't make a shalom zokah for your right arm and your left arm, because your right arm entails the left arm, and it's one and the same. In essence, when you make a simcha for one neshama, part of the neshama coming to the world, in essence, you're making a simcha party for the whole neshama coming to the world. The whole neshama. And by asking the question, where is the shalom nekeva? The question, they do have it together with the husband. Now, you could ask why that's so, that the husband is together, not the wife. Well, it could be very simple that the women represent in the tznias, kol kavud basmach pnimo, therefore they're the betzino. And the man is the outside, the external, and therefore, and also usually they're born first, since the Zohar left Afka, and therefore, come on, we make the simcha by the Shalom Zohar Negev, by the man and not by the Kevo. And forget those who want to make a Shalom Negev. It's very strange. Think about it. You can make a Shalom Zohar of my right arm and then for my left arm. That's a strange thing to go do. That means you're saying that one has nothing to do with the other, the two separate entities in the world. What? I thought we don't do that. So therefore, the idea. What?
Getting remarried.
That's a good more insight to that day, is Ayin Shem. And the Zohar also speaks about it.
Well, you would say that the other arm came out healthy. It could have had not.
You could have, you could have had two arms, one was healthy, one was not healthy. Therefore, we could have two Shalom Zohars for both arms. Do we have two Shalom Zohars? And for the guy's two eyes, and his nose, and his mouth, and his ears. It's all. It's
what's
all with.
Right?
It's when the zocher comes and the kever comes. It's intertwined. That means when the kever comes healthy, he already had it with the zocher. It was came together hand in hand. That's one way. That's one malach. A second malach, you know, with a other point, the makor for a kiddush for a daughter. Now, the inner making kiddush for a daughter. Not brought down, not by the Rambam, not by the Torah, not by the Shulchan Aruch, not by the Sekelim. Yet, there are those in Klai Yisrael, numerous people have an hoga of making a Kiddush for your daughter, for their daughter. Where is the source, or what's the reason behind having a Kiddush for their daughter? So first they point out that Gemara Basra and Daf Tzadik Aleph brought down that Boaz had 120 mishtois he made, 120 parties. The Gemara brings down that Boaz had 30 boys and 30 girls, a lot of kids. Explains to Ben Gershom, not like the Rashbam over there. Ben Gershom says well, every time a child was born, he made a kiddush. That means he made when he had this 30th girl, he still made a kiddush. Every time the Ben Gershom says wisdom of a kiddush, boys went his first daughter, his second daughter, his third daughter, and 25th daughter, and 29th daughter, and 30th daughter, he made a kiddush before Shul. Ben Gershom saying Shalom Gemara over there. But they point out there's a Masechta Tanis as a Ovel Abasi in Parak Beis. Discusses the Indian Negev to Gedimas, what goes first? Negev, let's say you have to go to a Erisin and Nesuin. The Brisa says you go to Nesuin over an Erisin. It discusses you have to go to a Shvuah Bas or a Shvuah Ben. When you go to a Shvuah Ben, overrides a Shvuah Bas. Shvuah Bas. This Lashon is brought down by the Ritzkeyas, by the Ramban and Toras Odom, or Chasheim Lunil. Two different we shouldn't bring down this Brisa, a local Maisa. You have a choice to go to a Shvuah Ben or Shvuah Bas, you go to a Shvuah Ben. What is a Shvuah Bas? Spectrum Magia on the Ritzkeyas, what is a Shvuah Bas? Said the Margolius Hayam, the Sanhedrin Daflam Beis and Beis, he brings down the Dagmar Vom and says, where is the Shalom the cable for a girl? Like the boy has a Shalom Zohar, get live with the mother's stomach. So he brings down Fakert, they do have one. They made a Kiddush, that is Shvuah Bas. Wrote down again, we have a Makor from Boyaz. We have Makor Masechta Ketanas. We have Makoris that we shouldn't bring down. There's a concept called Shvuah Bas. Shvuah Bas. So we see the idea, the concept, we see already now when it says Shvuah Ben, it means the case of Bismilo. Not the case of Shalom Zohar. Before, the reason why it's discussing Shvuah Ben versus Shvuah Bas, because the Shalom Zohar was at night. Discussing which one to go over, a Shvuah Bas or a Shvuah Ben, both have to be at the same time. Both in the morning, during the day. So you have a choice to go to the Kiddush of a girl or to a Bismilo. Right, it says Bismilo overrides it. Otherwise, says Magol Siyam, Pashim before Shabraisa, four times on the Rishon, there's a Makor to make a Kiddush for a girl. What's the reason for making a Kiddush for a girl? What's the story behind it? First, I don't like saying of a story that there was a Meister, the person in LA, his daughter was having a hard time with the Shidduch. She was 25 years old. She went to the Stifler and asked what to go do, and the Stifler said, do you make a Kiddush for your daughter? And she said, no, I didn't make it. He says, you lost out all the mazel tovs, all the brachas, when everyone comes to make a kiddush. And therefore, he told her to make a double kiddush. They made a kiddush, and the story goes over. Within the year, she started to get engaged. So they bring down, what's the idea and the concept of making a kiddush? She be zoich, everyone should come, and give a mazel tov, give brachas, and have the effect, ashbah, upon the person, and have a schusim to come out of it. Maisha, this story that's brought down from the stifler is brought down in Shuvas van Hoggish, by Shtomach and Fez. Jerashim, a character brings down this Maisa, it's before some, everyone knows the story. So it's brought down the Derech Sichel, in Chelik Aleph, they said over the story to Chaim Kanievsky. He says, Lo Shemanu, Lo Inu, never heard of such a thing. My mishpacha, we never made any kiddushes. The only time I made a kiddush was by my first daughter, because it was by my shver made it, it wasn't even me. And my mishpacha, we have no makor, even not to make for the first time any Indian. So he says, if you would have heard such a thing, if a stipe really helps something, you would have told it to him. The way it's brought down in Dorla Mashkut, Rav Chaim Pilevsky says it's sheker. Not true, the story. Now the story is before Sim, it's brought down in numerous places. The mice in LA, the mice, he says sheker lo hevel nivro. Just maybe to answer where the mistake came from, when Michal Kubel pointed out to me, he showed me two other svarim. The Sefer Ian Halacha, Sefer Netta Gavriel, bringing down the Mordechai David Mahorna's disciple, which I think is the disciple's uncle. He, the Meister, has brought down, he did say it over. He brought down, he had his Meister tell people to make a Kiddush, to be Zeichel for the Barachas, the Malkov, wanted to ask the kids to get married. So the idea was brought down for the Horner disciple. Now, the disciple sometimes was called the Horner disciple, but we call him the disciple. You mix up the two, but obviously sometimes it can't get mixed up one with another. And the story that they equated it to the disciple is brought down the Horner disciple by them. So there is a carpet, but the Meister, as Reb Chaim said, saying it from his father, that's not so. Another reason why it's brought down, why to make a kiddush for your daughter, come on the time when Hogim is sitting top kol chotes, he brings down that the fact that a child comes to the world, until he has the kriyas Hashem, he's missing the chelik of his neshama, the kedusha me'elyon. And therefore, when you announce that you put the kriyas Hashem into the child, then it comes down the neshama elyona from the maila, comes down the mata, it comes inside the child. And therefore, he brings down the bnei eli when they get kriyas Hashem. Moida and Shishem, the maid Shvach by Dr. Shparku, that now has Neshama Elyon inside the child. Therefore, the reason why we give Shvach by Dr. because Neshama Elyon came down. Building upon this, Kamal the Mincha Sitzchak and Shuva, or Emes Yafel Kamletsky says, once you make the Kiddush for your daughter, the day that this Kriya Shashem. Not make it a week later, or even a day later. The word of Yaf Kamletsky, Ovaz Manoi, Batlu Karbonoi, Ve'imokam Lesidazu. The Maishi is supposed to do with the day that this Kriya Shashem. So first, the Maisa, the newest people who make a Kiddush not the same day of Kriyas Hashem. I asked my father what my minig is. My father said his minig is the first opportunity that you have to name the child, you give this child a name. Don't wait till Shabbos. If it's Monday, Thursday. Why? Because how can you have a Yishe Kinder without the Neshama Elyon? How can that be? But the first opportunity given the Shama, you give the Shama. The Kiddush you wait for later on. So the Maisa, my void, they gave to me personally, I might make kiddush this week, my brother's making a Shalom Zohar, and I have to wait another week for it, and I'm waiting more mitzvah of Shalom Bayis, or mitzvah to keep it over aim. So there are people who might still wait. So l'chura, for this reason per se, is a good svar, if that's the anhogo. Most people do not seem to have this anhogo to make a kiddush, this man, that there is kriyas Hashem. So what is the reason for the idea of making a kiddush by your daughter? So the third reason is brought down. The Maiso, the Rosh of the Karto, the Chel Gimli brings down, the Dudek story from Shach. They asked Shach, she make a Kiddush. So Shach said, let's say a person was an Avreich, who was married for 10 years, he didn't have any children, he was Zoych to have a child. Even a girl. Well, maybe he'll be Mamish B'Simcha Rabba, I was Zoych to have a child. So said Shach, Rosh Shlach, Kosh Baruch Hu gave you a school to have it right away, not to be Bitzar, not to go through Daigas, not to go through different doctors, different disjointness, different friends who try to help you out, different in the onam. But Gerti says, Rosh Hashanah, you have to make two simchos because of that, two kiddushim, one not to go through tzar, one to have a child. There was brought down the Rosh Tomach, the Chelik Aleph, the Chelik Teis, the Mishmash Hashanah, and others say, but Ikkeli, so to me, it's best Mishrach by Do, they understand having a child delivered into this world is the Indian that we have to appreciate from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's something that's the matono. It's something that the gift that's given to us that we have to protect and watch and make sure that after 120 taka does come out to be in the simcha. It does turn out to be a toiv. It does turn out to be in the bracha. That's our achayis. That's our responsibility. The idea of giving, having a kiddush of etz mishmach by daughter Kodesh Baruch Hu, that taka, a child was delivered and saved, and we have the opportunity to bring it to meichal al kodesh. Just a little bit to get to Milo, what says in the simon over here. Then to end off why exactly we do have children, maybe, is that first the simon over here, simon shin lam and aleph, so you're looking to get to Mila on Shabbos. First halacha is based upon the Mishnah in the laws of Mila, daf kuf lam and gimel, that kol tzarcha Mila is done on Shabbos. That means a person is born on Shabbos, like my brother had 2 days ago. Bez Hashem, the Mila will be done on Shabbos. Like more brings down a pasuk of Yom Hashmini, the Mila is done on Shabbos. The Dreicha Shabbos, Afilu b'Shabbos. Now the main tumult of zman hazeh is what happens in numerous people that they have kravim that are mechalei Shabbos. and they're going to come to the bris. The camel will drive, and they'll lead to you causing them to do isur. Now they're going to drive anyway. The question is, when they come to your bris milah on Shabbos, where they're coming for hesia, be mechal Shabbos, you're causing them to go do it. Should you maybe be doicha the milah and do it milah shleibes mani on Sunday and not do it on Shabbos? Big raid among the Heindiger Svarim is manazer, what to go do. It's very common in numerous places that people all have big mishpachas. And unfortunately, usually there's one or two, especially verses about tshuva, that the Kohen Maisa can cause them to be Mechal Shabbos. So when he asked the question to Ramosh in the 1950s, Yehudai Chalakalam, he says, Eich Shia, that whether or not the Moel has a right to go to the Milo, the Moel say, no, I'm not doing the Milo. He said, the Chiv of doing the Milo is the Alav Dafka and the Father. The Gemara in Kedushin Avkav Tet says, the Chiv of the Milo, then can't supply yourself, and certainly on the Moel. Therefore, he is a chiv to go to the milah. What happens, the side attack, the outside factor, you tell him not to mechal Shabbos, but if you can't control it, let's eich shiyah, the kids of milah is going to be on Shabbos, do it on Shabbos. The way the Isra Shlomo Zalman is, the Shlomo Zalman says, ma tinnik hoshem, why is the tinnik guilty? Because what they go do. You worry about the child, and what they do is their responsibility, their chayis. Since the Yezid brings an example for it, he says, how do any shuls be open on Shabbos? The more modern shuls, the people who drive to the shul on Shabbos. Causing them to mechal Shabbos for Hesio.
You let them bite your crib?
You should tell them very clearly, you should not come. You should, the Sforim say you should not even tell them. They find out, tell them not to mechal Shabbos, and then you keep quiet according to this mahalak. Simply, as I said, the fact by shul people drive over there, my Sforim see, believe it as is, and why you Sforim seem to go this way? Atal Hasheni, they bring them from the Or Latzion, and Avoza has numerous tshuvas about it, and said, you can vary close to Shabbos, toich the milo. How can you do an inner of Bismilo, a mile of doing a Bismani, and cause an inner of Chilal Shabbos? And therefore, those who disagree says you should not go do it that way. Rav Shtorbach gets involved in what's Machal, depends who's being Machal Shabbos. The parents of the child being Machal Shabbos, or the other court being Machal Shabbos. And the Yashiv has numerous different choices exactly when to be Machman, to be Doichel the Milo, till Sunday. So again, there is a Shiloh what to go do. It seems to me, among most Swarm, that say, leave it on Shabbos. But there are certainly different hogs in Klai, so not do the meal on Shabbos, because the Lam Chil Hashem, especially if numerous people are coming, especially if I Hesti and Mamish, they push it off to Sunday. So if Gimel is in and of a person is a Ben Shemayna, do you do a Bris Mila? The Mishpura brings down Machlaikis, do the Achoinim, should do a Bris Mila on Shabbos, gets involved in Monoshok, ends up Nara Pashtay. The Maisa Swarm Sari of Oza says, Bizman Azem, Yuchot, the fact that Ben Shemayna, we mentioned already, we learned Simon Shin Lamed, on Sivchas, the loch is the Ben Shmuel Vizmanazeh has a ghetto of a chaybem. We can live in incubators and they can survive and live full and regular lives, no problem. So, Vader, today we do a bris milah even on a child who is a Ben Shmuel. Now, how to count 8 days? So, the Asher said, you count 8 days when it gets out of the incubator. So, usually it comes out, usually it's more than 30 days it comes out. Usually they stay there for all, it depends how healthy the child is. The loch in Sivdalad is a milah shloi Vizmanazeh. The Gemara says very clearly that we're not going to be doicha Shabbos. The Achrayim do discuss, Kivegi discuss, and let's say a person does the Milah on Shabbos. Is it Chal even the Milah? Yovel loy mahani? Let's say no, if you do it, you have to still do that Tavis Dab Bris on Sunday, Monday. But no, say, Tzadok Kosoi, the Milah is done. Might have Kivegi and the Peskachuva and the Yehudeis based on flopping down, a lot of the Milah is Chal, but you don't have to do a Tavis Dab Bris. Nafmina might be negated to cases where a person did the Bris Milah when it was a Savak Ben Hashmoshes, but maybe it would have been should not done on Shabbos, but if she is the Maisa, the Mila is always going to be Chal. And you get to the next in Sefei, when a person has a case of Benish Moshes, the Mechaber says, very clearly, cannot do a Bris Mila on Shabbos, cannot show if it was on Shabbos, or it was Yemechal, and they have doing it on Shabbos, you're even Nisr. If you have to push it off to Sunday. Now, the Mishmur does discuss in the Bialoch, what's the loss of your Sabbath Benish Moshes? You're not sure, he doesn't have a watch, or the watch is in the pen, we are exactly a little bit off by a minute or two. Come along with Mishmur and says, the son of Benish Moshes has a gedder like Benish Moshes. You do not make a svek out of it. It says, even mitzad the sugo of Yevech Chazak Mimu Beres. Or he says, Hashem Oin is Chadu. And they build upon this. They get involved with what exactly are the numbers in the gear to different places, what had to apply practically. What to do with Maestri if you always keep a Mubayin Tam. What happens if you only do Mubayin Tam mitzad Chum Moshevoy. What's Halacha in the gear to when you're a minute off. What happens in the Geta in Hanok, we have mountains there. They get about all these questions, the Geta Bris Mila, what to go do. But again, in Kamen Koyma, it's really discussed other times. So if all the end of things you have to appear before the Mila. The one case that only discusses is the end of a sack and is a knife. Now, rather than bring the knife to the Mila, along with mutter. The question is, because the father, the anhoga seems to be that the father gives it over to the moil to go to the milo. There's a shaila among the swarm is man. What should a person do on Shabbos? Should he give it to the moil, or the moil to say you should tell the guy say I'm yishliach without giving it to him? Because the etzav of him it might be muksa. Muksa matzah to son kiss, not negate to the mitzvah. The even the machlokes achrenim is man is there. Is it nichol in the moil? It's not muksa. It is muksa. Zayin, what? The Rabbi Yashar is one of the questions. This is all the way. It's a shell among the swarm. What to go do? The Yashar says the Ma'aser that you can, and the Shabbos you can, and Chaim Kanevsky says you can. Different logos. Now Sif Tes and Sif Zayin of Epsom is really one that you say over there. Just speak out a little bit slower. There, over here, we're discussing an Indian that when a person when he has a Bismillah. Of course, that the child be a mach kof nefesh, and therefore, since he's a kof nefesh, he has to machal Shabbos. Whether the Gemara's case is a kimoin, putting on this paste over here, you're going to have to grind it off with your teeth, do a bishinoi, or you have to make this paste on Shabbos. Whether the lock again sif test, that the child has a bris milah, you have to wash him. You have to wash him to a chitza with hot water, and you have to have the water prepared before Shabbos. You don't have the water prepared before Shabbos, can do the milah on Shabbos and cause you to heat up the water on Shabbos. That means, could you put a person in matzah b'koch nefesh to cause a person not to b'chal Shabbos? That means you have an option. Don't do the bismillah. Don't do the bismillah. You won't do an act of teichin. You won't do the act of washing water bishul. You won't do malachas. The question is, can a person be nichnas himself in a mokum of mitzvah to matzah b'koch nefesh and then be b'chal Shabbos? So first, we discuss this question again with alpha mokum mitzvah. We discuss, can a person put himself in matzah b'koch nefesh and then b'chal Shabbos in general? We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the Rishlam Kluger says, you put yourself in matzah b'koch nefesh on Shabbos, you have to die for it. You have no right to mechallel Shabbos. Most places can disagree. One man mock the one being from is from the Shartin, but us over here, it's a cotton yud zayin. He says, let's say the child should not have done the meal on Shabbos, but he did it anyway. You're over, you did it. Can you now heat up the water? Can you now make the space over here on Shabbos? Well, no. Might you put himself in matzah b'koch nefesh? You have no right to do what you did. Since the Shartin, once he did it, of them all, avadeh b'koch nefesh, avadeh right to mechal Shabbos. Since the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoi, the Shmos Avram, the Yalki Yosef, and others, see clearly, not like a Shlomo Kol Go, once you put yourself a matzah b'koch nefesh, you have a right to mechal Shabbos.
Right, two different things.
Yeah, l'chur the teretz is poshut. Right, l'chur the teretz, I think it's poshut. I see the afterwards, l'churis Nosson says, Nosson Kachachachno says, yish l'chal karbein. You have no rights, you're getting a knas, and therefore you have no right to mechal Shabbos. The kid, what do you want from him? You did the issa during the meal on Shabbos, ma osher matinik, ma shenkin. He the ma'isa, he's the one in the koch nefesh. So vada for him, you have right to mechal Shabbos. Because you have no shaykes to machlokes that place. We had to get to put himself matz koch nefesh. You right to mechal Shabbos because he did not put himself matz koch nefesh. The fear is to that. Let's all look. A second thing we see over here in Siv Zayin is that speaks out the Mishnah Berurah when a matz koch nefesh, the law is he's supposed to do it. In the case of kima, the Gemara says do b'shinoi. Does that mean after the bismillah, when the kid is b'koch nefesh right now, you have a choice to do the action over here with the shinoi, with anashinoi, and the law is a passing you have to do with the shinoi? Well, no, once you're b'koch nefesh, you not do it with the shinoi. Says the Mishbro, really, it's sending you back to the law we had in Simon Shinchov Ches, Sifyud Beis. A b'koch nefesh, you have to do b'shinoi or not. Over there, we have machlokes mechab versus amor. Mechab says do not do it with the shinoi. The amor says you should do it with the shinoi. Kamung Mishavuan says over here also, it sounds like Machloikis, the Bach, the Eli Rabbo, the Rajbo, the Ran, the Goin, others. Do you have to do a Bashinoi even after the Matzah B'koch Nefesh? Halok Lamaisa has a Mishavuan Paschin, he ends up very clearly in the Sharatin, Tzorchi and Lamaisa. That means when he writes over here, how do we Paschin Sifyud Beis? He didn't want to pick any sides. Lamaisa, you discussed then in Sifyud Beis what to go do. Lamaisa is forming Machloikis Shokol if you have to do a Shinoi and Machloikis B'koch Nefesh. A third thing is, the side over here is, does a person have a right to a mitzvah and put himself a matzah b'koch nefesh? That's the question over here. He's doing a mitzvah milo, like he put himself a matzah b'koch nefesh and end up doing malachas because of it. Is that mutar also? So that's in the Ramban, in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Aleph, and base as you can. It's a mitzvah, you have to do bris milo. Afterwards, you b'koch nefesh, no, what can you do? You b'chal Shabbos. Atzal Hasheni, the Balamor, the Rajbo, Tashpat, they come and say no. You don't do the mitzvah. Push it off to Sunday. That's how the Mishbu over here paskin, the Sukkot Chavdal, he brings down, we do not paskin like this Ramban, we paskin like the Balmor. You have no right, even the Mokum mitzvah, put yourself a matzah of Sukkot. Again, if you put yourself in the Sakana, you write the Michal Shabbos. But therefore, you should not do the Milah on Shabbos. And the question that Ilum likes asking, they don't understand. We mentioned one time, we'll get to the back later on this man, the law that Ema fleeing Besvina cannot go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or some say Thursday, Friday. Why? Because you call yourself to Michal Shabbos, be Machim Kork Nefesh. However, the law is Mokim Mitzvah is Mutter. Mokim Mitzvah is Mutter. So why in the world over here are we asking for Mokim Mitzvah if it says clearly Ema fleeing Besvina, but Mokim Mitzvah is Mutter? So the way of the stifler or from Kugur or from Zaman of the Ansi, Yeshla between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you have the Heter. Lash Ekin on Shabbos, it's his man itself, you have to worry about B'michal Shabbos right now, then and there. That you have to worry right now at the Matzev, and therefore came the Rishon was saying, we're going to be Machmer, Shal Gabon the Raisa, we're going to be Machmer, nice and not do the Mila on Shabbos. Sefiud just ends off the locker. Someone never did the meal at all. They should never do the meal on Shabbos. The machab is very clear. Why? You might mess up. The kalkal won't be a tikkun over here, and the price can be down from the chidah. Even if someone's even al gabov, even if you have a guard, they're protecting you. Still, the ma'aser you should not do it on Shabbos. Which from some zaman is brought down in Shulchan Shlomo discusses that everyone wants to know why ma'aser father is not doing the meal. It's a mitzvah by Yeshu Mishluchai. The Shach passing that way Nilkas meal. He says he wants a machabit person to go do something. He says machabit them with mitzitzah. Nothing to do with Tzitzit or Mechabit them. Why in the world the father is not doing the act of Milo? Shlomo Zalman points out that we see over here the father might be Mechalkal or good side to the child. Therefore, maybe there is a Sforo. The father is not a Mumcha, should not do it. Let's say if a mile in front of you, he's thousands of Milas. He's a Mumcha, he's a Baki. You, even if you did it, maybe once or twice, to try it in Arab, not a Baki. So who says you should go do a mitzvah by Yesh Mishluchai upon the tzar of your child? You're doing it upon his cheshbon. You won't do as good, as much of a well as a mila, as much as the ma'ilim who are b'kiyim. Therefore, there's a svara why the mahogah seems to be the ilim ma'isim does not seem to do the mila themselves, even they do not be bothered by the dam shabai. Why? Because why should it cause sad to the child? Kadosh Baruch Hu gives matonas to people, children, boy or girl. Now, it seems that when people have a girl born to them, they're not as much besimcha as they're having a boy that was born to them. Now, are women less or different? No, people like quoting different Gemaras, whether they quote the Gemara Kedushin, the Noshim Daktis Kalis, put down newest places, or there's a tour on Chumash and Perak Al, brings down, and the Maral also brings down Sivat Tznius, Sivat Voido, that Zophas, Gematria Bracha. The cave is Gematria Klolo. Remember, that's Gematria that we shouldn't be bringing down over here. So, myself, is that so or not? I myself have a twin sister, and my twin sister and me for years always argued this point when we were young and immature. And she always told us, you know, everyone knows, Noshim have Bini Yisera, that men do not see down the end of Bini Yisera. So, myself, look up the Gemara and need it up in Hema Base, it brings down the end of Noshim have Bini Yisera. Brings down from Potsik, even Hashem Lakim Satsela, Shalakot Ben Avram, that being Yethero. So, first, the Ksam Sefer over there on the Sugya says, Yes, Akasha, it's Mukhosh Bechosh. It's not true. Some Sefer, you have three wives, whatever. Yes, it's not so. That's Akasha, Bob Akasha. And Thomas Odom over there, Akasha, Paris Yosef, Yes, Akasha, Chot Moshulish, yes. How can you say that being Yethero? So, he goes on explaining that what's Bina, what's Das. Das is a perception. Bina is Mavin Dover, Metaif Dover. That means the Bina is built upon the Idas. If your perception is correct, then maybe Dabbat Taktov, you can understand and analyze further and further. It goes on further saying, therefore, Noshim Daktis Kalois, your perception is warped. The Bina theory is counterproductive, and it's warping something that's warped already, it makes things even worse for you. So when your sister or someone tells you that Bina theory, you say, you're right, yeah, Bina theory, no, it messes you up even worse. So some sometimes have punk packet. Bina theory is what they have, that's concerned upon them. It messes things up even worse. Well, nice the way the Shen learned over there, the Ritva, Taisir Rosh, learns on the Sugya of Bini Yisayro. Why? This means they mature quicker. That means it takes a boy to come by mitzvah at 13, and a girl to mature at 12. So Bini Yisayro does not mean they have more Bina, they mature quicker. And morale writes Bini Pash Tazriya. Why do certain things mature at certain stages? It says the less you have what to reach, the quicker it matures. A Behem is one level. Then he writes Noshim, and he says that's why they have their Bini Yisayro next level. And then goes the level of Zohar. So, you have to always know what to answer back to certain people. That's in the Gate of Bini Yisayro. My sister tells me, for Maisa, we make a bracha every morning, negir to ourselves. We thank Kodesh Baruch for what we are. You don't thank Kodesh Baruch for what you are. Just say what you're not, but not what you are. First, where's the makar for this bracha? I look up the Gemara, Menachos, within them, where the brachas are coming from, it's not brought down. It's we shouldn't bring it down. The Torah, Allah, and Maisa, and Rechaim, and Mevav says, you know why? Kemisha matzik alav din al ra. Like say, Baruch Dain Emes. The Torah says, the makar, which is not a good sign, that brought down for the Vudavram, another reason. Go down la locha by the bush, the grass, the taz. They say the reason why kematzik din al ra. Baruch dynamics, that's what you're saying it for. The locha narachaim in Rishchav Gimel says when you have a boy, you say a toiva meitiv, or a girl's not put down to say anything. Rishchav says you do say shachiyanu. So you see this idea, the concept that noshim seem to be this idea that there might be a different dargo or less of a dargo, or that seem to have a chesor in the gear to a man. The man is bracha, the girl's klolo. But even having a child born to them, there's a Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Abasa, Tazayin and Beis. The Gemara brings down a Maisa of Shimon Berebi, that who had a daughter born to him, he was Cholish Daitai. So his father said, Ribyot Bala Oilam, you can have a lot of children now. So it says, Bar Kafra, Tadchumu Shal Hevel. Tadchumu Shal Hevel. The Torah tells Maisa that Shimon was Maisa sad that he had a daughter. The Indian people being sad, when he brought down by the Gemara, he's sad. Now the Ben Yoda wants to explain why he's sad. Why? Because he didn't have an opportunity to do a Pinya Ben. That's why he wants to do a Pinya Ben. Otherwise, why are people sad for him? The passion is, why is he sad? That he had a girl, not a boy. The Gemara goes on further over there and says, the Maisa, Asher mi, Shabbat of Zacharim, Oili mi, Shabbat of the Kavis. Fortunate those who are sons or daughters, a world of those who are sons of the Kavis. Passion was saying, to have girls is a Chasarim. You want to compare the case of Vaporsky, that there are certain things in the world, you have to be a diamond cutter. You have to be a tannery, a diamond cutter like boys. Being tannery, you smell bad, but you have to be in the world. Oy loy bonish in the kavis. The Maisa, just read the words, the Gemara is a little bit strange. The Gemara says, Oy loy, the Misha bonish in the kavis. Woe to those who are bonov, who are sons on the kavis, are daughters. I once heard by the Tank Rav, I used to down there for years, that Sal, people would speak, and he got up one time, very upset, have stopped speaking. You guys, you people who talk a lot, you're acting like girls. That's what Gemara means. Oy loy loy, Shabbat of the kavis, boys are acting like girls. On the mice are terrible, and the mice who can't speak like that, we have to work on our shmira, not to speak during davening. And Betzim, I see the Sefer Chaim, Moral's brother, friend of Ramal, Moral's brother, he writes, what's Pshat Gemara? Oy loy loy, the bottom of the kavis. Betzim Pelioy writes the same thing. Does not mean girls. It means boys or girls, especially today. You understand what's going on in today's society. Woe those boys who act like girls, whether it's the way how they dress, or whether their clothing, whether they want to share their feminine side, which I'm not sure those words even mean. But actually, those problems, woe to them, those are terrible things. Fine. So that's certainly MS. They still have MS, but Pasha the Sugi is saying, if Ben Maisa not time a girl, the Gemara goes on further saying is a third statement, this Pasha Pasha. But Shem Berch said, Ram Bakol, the Gemara says, what does it mean Bakol? One man, the Yoma says, or Loi Hush Loi Bas. He did not have a girl. He was a pelon. Not to have a girl. Still, the Rabban says the Chumash was a mean, because if not, she'll have to be born, she'll have to get married to Mekanim Aruim, and therefore it's better not to have a girl. There's another Gemara in Nidah, the Gemara brings down the Aflam Alpha Beis, the Gemara over there says that the Zohar, when it comes to the world, it was a Simcha, and the Kever, everyone's sad. The Gemara writes this clearly that when Zohar comes to the world, everyone's happy, the Kever, everyone's sad. There's the Oisim Medroshim, that's brought down by the Alphas of Ben Siro. It brings down when a person asks you, what child do you have? So they answer by a girl with the eyes down and your head low. And you say, Mustafa Rafa, that you might see you had a child. And they ask you what? You say, you're a girl. And then when you say, Mashingim is Zachar, his eyes lit up. He says, very besimcha, very proud. Says the Medrash, oh, you had a boy. So this idea that I'm hungry that people seem to say today, I know a lot of numerous forms say, how could that be? We have to appreciate everything that we have. And Hogan has been around for Dora Dora's already. He's brought down by Gemara's, by Midrashim, Rishonim, and there are certainly reasons why people seem to have this on Hogan. The Maisa, just to be clear, a boy is not better than a girl is not better than a boy. That's fact. They have different chunos, they have different characteristics, traits. When two people born even, and then they live through life, and people do different things, one better than the other, they're better. But when people who are different, that's what men and women might say different. They're different responsibilities and achrayas, what to go do with our lives. The Gemara in Hazov and Daf and Tes brings down the women in the Geir to Mili to Ayro, Mili to Beisel, and men to Mili to Shmayo. We have different goals and different jobs in our lives. We might be one neshama. It says the Goyim, the reason why we separate the neshamas is each one has their own tachlis of what to go do. It might be true that men can do more, but it's also harder to have responsibility. The more you can do, the more responsibility the ma'aseh you have to go do. I mentioned before, not to be born. Why? Because it's very hard, because most people fail to do a various duchasoynesim, and they won't ma'aseh reach their goals that they can, the potential they have inside of them. If you think about it, for a boy to reach his potential is much, much harder than a girl. Men have to do good, women have to want to do good. Men, you know, you have to have with min and with kavana, women get away with bakoshes. Men have to learn every second, women have to make sure the guys are able to learn every second. Forsham likes staying over, the fact that women take care of your children, they can learn, she gets a schav all 4 hours that you could learn for a seder. And you went after your coffee, you went after your bathroom, you spoke to your friend, you're going to get punished for that. But she gets schar for 4 hours, you get schar for maybe your 2 hours. She'll just have to take care of the meal, the iron, meal in the basil. And she has to work upon a chesed and sneeze. And they have to want and help them be your easy connector to make sure that you can sit and learn Torah and not waste any second, which is very hard. Learning Torah every moment, correct and regular, is a Christ's responsibility. The in of again of tefillah, these things that in yom that a man has to go do, mil d'shmaya, that's a man's responsibility, is a chayis, it's very hard. The Eilun says, oh, just look around you, very simple. The much more girls in Shidduchim that want yeshiva guys who are learning than guys who are learning. The reason they say is simple. It's easier to want someone to learn than to learn. It's very hard to learn. It's tedious, a lot of competition, it's every second, every moment. And you get frustrated sometimes. What is the answer? What is the halacha? What comes out? What's going on over here? You have to do it over and over. And chazara. And malach muva v'yom kotzer v'apayin matzolim. Balvayas doichik. Ma'is it's hard, it's tough. So, avada, the fact that we have children, each one has their tachlis in the world. Each 100%. Bekot sho'i lomim, because Baruch Hu created the world with a yud and with a hey, says Rashi in Bereishis. What does the yud v'farshim say over? The yud is what is the oilm haba, the hey is the oilm hazeh. Says Rashi. The Ish has a Yud, he's the Oilam Haba, that's his Chayish. The Isha has the Hey, she's the Oilam Haza. She used to take care of the Gashbis, takes care of the children. She has different characteristics that she's much better than usually. She can take care of the children better than usually. She can deal with them constantly, whether it's making the food, dealing with the mundane things. And you might be better than her in math or logic and ideas and concepts, but each one has their Maila Chasarin. And the point is, you should not be the same thing, you have to be compatible one with another. So they say about them, who's better? No one's better. The point is, everyone has their potential, and everyone has to reach their tachlis. And forget the fact that we see Nachal Adam Shloim Neviyosim Mishnevro. First, has a choice to be born in this world. Which one is easier? Bet Mechor, to be a girl is easier. It is. It's much more easy to be a girl. A film, here's a girl wanting the Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu, and giving the opportunity to her husband to take care of the ruchnius. And at them, most people who end up being better Nachal Shloim Neviyosim Mishnevro. That the tzaddikim is kedai, but most people fail. I think the gate of boys and girls, if you look around, it's the same thing. It's much more good girls than good boys. And therefore, pashas is better to be a girl than to be a boy. It is. It's easier. You get more schar for it, it might be more kedai. However, those boys who reach their potential, reach their chais, put in the time, put in the effort, ashrav, fortunate on them, the doyoy, for them it's kedai. And for Gert, we're like Kosh Baruch Hu felt the yechidim overweight. The oilam, we're giving a first opportunity, it's kedai for the yechidim. Before we seem to say the same halach over here, we also, better than one boys, they have the potential, the koichal apoyal. Again, numerous boys seem to have a lot of issues and numerous problems and do not really reach their koichal apoyal. However, that's what we want, that's the simchon. Again, it's back to what the end of a shalom zocher is and what a case of a kiddush is. Geshvach badak kosh baruch hu, the opportunity, the chance that we have children, the matan that we are giving, the mekudim that we have, the chreis that we also have with it. To make sure that each child reaches the potential, whether it's negate to girls, to make sure negate to chest and sneeze, and to be the easy connector, or negate the boy, negate his ruchnius, to machshav Torah, to machshav the Ratzon Hashem, to still learn every second, every moment, and see this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. About having children, you say this, that Mekum Rebbeim, it seems to me that the Mahalakh is Manazeh, is that we don't have children for the sake of having children. That's not what we have kids for. We have children because Baruch Hu wants that they should have the opportunity to live correctly and maybe the day doing the Rosh Hashem, each one onto their own. The reason why people say to take protection, childbirth, not to have children, is really when the health is not healthy, not happy, it's not working correctly, and the child will end up being the one Nochle Shloi Nivro. We're not having children with Nochle Shloi Nivro. We want to give them an opportunity, Nochle Shloi Nivro. Give them the chance. The world itself will give him enough mysteriousness. The house does not need to have that also. If the household is a lot of stress, a lot of tension, that's not the time, that's not the moment. It's not up to the girl's friends or her mother or society around them. That's just time, that's childish. We want children, it's a brach b'kosh brachu. And we say malchol, shvach v'ador, they got saved and we have the opportunity. When the opportunity is in this correct place, just like it's understood by a shas, rav, by a hunger, the law is you should not have children. When the hunger is negated to food, the hunger is negated to ruchnius, it's not helping the household, also people should not have children. Same idea, the same concept. The idea of having children is a wonderful bracha when it has the opportunity to turn into a bracha. Otherwise, you look back at 120 and say, what was the Shalom Zachar? What was the Kiddush? Was it in the Avelis, in the Kol, in the Chait? Again, but the top of what we should have, we should always create in our household, is a serene surrounding, a happy surrounding, a healthy surrounding. When you do that, Taka, then we'll be zecher to have as many kids as possible, we zecher to bring them all into the do the Ruach Hashem, Mekoyah Chalapayel, and Taka we zecher to boy no bayit nem b'Yisrael.